Welcome to the intersection of technology, cybersecurity, and society. Welcome to ITSB Magazine. You're listening to a new Redefining Security podcast. Have you ever thought that we are selling cybersecurity insincerely, buying it indiscriminately, and deploying it ineffectively? Perhaps we are. So let's look at how we can organize a successful InfoSec program that integrates people, process, technology, and culture to drive growth and protect business value. Knowledge is power, now more than ever. HITRUST is a leading data protection standards development and certification organization that strives to safeguard sensitive information and manage information risk for global organizations across all industries and throughout the third-party supply chain. Learn more at HITRUSTAlliance.net. Purpose-built for securing Active Directory, Semperis delivers first-of-its-kind solutions to address the entire lifecycle of a directory attack. Finding and fixing security vulnerabilities, intercepting privilege escalation and persistence, and quickly responding to cyber attacks. Learn more at Semperis.com.
So, Marco.
Sean.
How many identities do you have? That's the
first one. You know, I've kind of lost the count. I keep creating one and then it got stolen. I don't know what to do anymore. So the question is, how many times can they steal your identity?
There's that. And what happens when you're only allowed one to do everything for work, right? That's your identity at work. I think it's easy to kind of fool the social media platform into thinking you're different. But when it comes to work, it's a little less flexible.
They'll know if you're a dog or not on the internet, that's for sure.
And if they don't, then that's a whole different story we can talk about later.
But you know, Sean, the big question is, in this channel, Redefining Security, we ask questions, and often, especially me and you, we don't have answers, so we invite people for that. And I think the question today is, do we need to redefine identities in this society, in this technology, in this business?
Yeah, I think... Well, I'm going to say yes, and we can be done with the podcast, but that would be very, very boring. So thankfully, we have two amazing people joining us to help us have this conversation, maybe answer the question. And typically along the way, we probably raise more questions as well. But first off, Julie Smith, Executive Director at Identity Defined Security Alliance, and Kelvin Coleman, who's also the Executive Director, but for the National Cybersecurity Alliance. So we have the IDSA and the NCSA, represented by Julie and Kelvin. Thank you both for being here.
Thanks for having me, Sean and Marco. It's great to spend time with you and get to know you.
And always great to be with ITSP Magazine, you guys. So, and plus, you know, I didn't have anything else to do, so you know, I'm here with you.
Always so nice.
Spare a few minutes to waste. Let's do this now. But a serious topic for sure that we're going to get into. Before we get into the identity and the business, let's talk about the identity of our guests. So, Julie, a few words about yourself, what you're up to, and then if you could please, a bit about IDSA as well.
Sure. So I'm the executive director of an organization called the Identity Defined Security Alliance. We have been around for quite some time, but I won't bore you with the history of our organization and I'll kind of fast forward to where we are in the last couple of years, which is we've been established as a not-for-profit organization since 2019. So we're now in our third year as a formal organization. And our focus is... raising awareness and the importance of identity management and securing digital identities. So we have 27 leading identity and security vendors that are members of our organization. We come together and develop resources at no cost. And I steal that from Kelvin. No cost, meaning they're very valuable resources that are available on our website. That help organizations around this topic. Why has identity transitioned from a more operational type function granting access to resources, you know, for the purpose in the enterprise anyway of an employee doing their job, for example, to something that has become an important security issue. And identities, as Marco mentioned, he's had several stolen. And that risk of an identity, a valid identity, falling into the hands of a criminal, you know, is a very, very real threat out there in the world today. And so our mission at the IDSA is really to help organizations implement identity-centric security strategies to protect those identities and keep them from falling into the hands of the bad guys. That's it in a nutshell.
Love it. Love it. And Kelvin, for those who haven't heard you in a while, may not be familiar with you and the NCSA, what's going on?
Sean, Marco, again, so great to be with you. For those who are listening, the National Cybersecurity Alliance, I have the pleasure of being the executive director, the CEO. We're an organization that builds strong build strong public-private partnerships to, you know, create and implement broad-reaching education awareness efforts. And certainly our partnership with IDSA is a very, very good example of that. Pretty much in a nutshell, our mission is to focus industry and government efforts to create behavior change. You know, we do this by convening partners. Again, great example, IDSA and ITSP, of course. By educating individuals on cybersecurity best practices, and lastly, by amplifying collective efforts to increase that awareness. We may not always have the best ideas at the National Cybersecurity Alliance, but we know the people who have those the best ideas, and so we love going to them and amplifying those things. But it's great to be with you today.
Yeah, Kelvin, and hats off to your team and yourself, of course, included there, for doing such a great job pulling different folks together, different organizations together throughout the year. Some around specific events and generally just to help keep people connected and engaged. And I'm going to go to Julie to kick this off, because I know you've done some research, and I think this first point will really set the stage for this conversation, which is that you've seen a fivefold increase in the number of identities managed within an enterprise. And that seems shocking. Does that mean they're hiring five times as many people, or does the definition of identity mean something different than what we're used to, or what's the story behind that figure?
I think it's all of those things, right? So yes, our research, and we have done a couple of different research projects. This was, I would say, one of our first research projects sort of focused on what was going on in the enterprise in terms of identity management, in terms of organizational structures and ownership of identities within the enterprise. We found that organizations have seen an explosion of identities, and I think it has to do with a number of different things. It's the number of cloud applications that are now coming into the enterprise and being used by the enterprise. It's the increased interconnectedness between partners and customers, you know, not just employees anymore, the introduction of machine identities. So you think of processes that are being kicked off in the enterprise or APIs that are being exposed to share data out of the enterprise. All of those things, devices, the explosion of devices, all of those things are coming together to bring this this problem, this significant problem that exists in the enterprise and that they're trying to grapple with. You know, it's something that has come to a head, as I mentioned previously. Those identities and those credentials associated with those identities are everywhere and are an easy entry into an organization. So no longer do hackers need to really hack in. All they need to do is log in if they get a set of valid credentials.
Yeah, too easy, right? Kelvin, I know that with the National Cybersecurity Alliance, maybe in this last year, not so much, but usually you're very much in touch with the community, having meeting at a local level, educating Chamber of Commerce and so forth. And I'm sure despite the fact that everything has been virtual lately, you kind of have the pulse of where we're standing. And where did it come? When did you realize that you needed to actually go full into the identity management issue and create a day for that? It's not just privacy anymore. It's identity has become such a big topic.
Well, let me tell you, Marco, I had a very good idea that I acted upon. And my idea was to say yes to Julie when she came to me with the idea of Identity Management Day. I was pretty smart in saying yes. in all full disclosure, this originated from, Julie and IDSA in terms of Identity Management Day itself. And we just thought it was a really, really great idea. And we were so honored to get that first call, I think, from them to say, hey, let's do this. We marshaled our resources that we have. And I think even Julie would probably admit we probably have a bit more robust sort of national, infrastructure out there to get the word out. And so in partnering with IDSA, it was just a really, really great partnership to say, yeah, identity management, we all know is very, very important. And we really need some time to focus, on this and on this alone. But I will tell you, as I tell people, Marco, Sean, you'll really appreciate this. Bruce Springsteen is really, really good, but the E Street Band makes him better. And we're the E Street Band of this equation, right? Gladys could do really well by herself, but the Pips kind of took her to the next level.
it takes a community, right? Even nonprofit is good when they come together and work together.
Absolutely. Yeah.
For sure. And just to give some props where they're due. I mean, we, the idea came to us from one of our member companies, that it'd be great to have an awareness day. And the, Kelvin's team in the NCSA had done a great job with, Data Privacy Day, quite honestly. And Cybersecurity Awareness Month. So those two things together kind of gave me the idea that Kelvin and team and the NCSA would be a fantastic partner. Already having, some tips and advice for consumers and those tips and advice apply to employees as well. I mean, it's just sort of the low-hanging fruit when it comes to protecting your digital identities. Don't duplicate passwords, think before you click. So much of that advice, sage advice that's coming from the NCSA applies to individuals when they wear their employee hats as well. So it was just the perfect partnership, and I'm very grateful that he did say yes.
Well, you can't keep it separated. I mean, it'd be nice, I'm only gonna deal with identity, and then in a few months I'm gonna deal with privacy and then security, and it's all together, Sean. I mean, that's all the business, because it comes down to that.
It is all together, but I think it's interesting that it warrants its own awareness. And I'm gonna fish back a bit, and Julie, maybe you can comment on this. I've been in this space for quite a while, and I've seen identity management and IAM and the technology is designed to manage and then secure an identity evolve. And I pictured it like a circle where IAM is important, and then it kind of falls off, and then it's important again, and it falls off. And I think the reality is the identity is at the core of everything else, right? So it's the one piece, as you noted, Julie, that is the access. It's the part that says this is the policy that affords access to X resources. And so I want to touch on another point from your research that says that, and maybe touches, it points to this as well, that it's hard for organizations to connect the dots between identity management and security. And I think you had some stats around that as well.
Yeah. So in that same research where we uncovered the fivefold, we found that there are definitely organizational issues preventing security teams from engaging in workforce identity and access management. You know, it's a lack of alignment of goals. It's a reporting structure. I think identity and access management, I mentioned earlier, more operational in nature. So it had reported primarily into the CIO function. And now with this focus on security, you know, Verizon Data Breach Investigations report says that in the last several years, consistently 80% or so of data breaches can be tied back to a compromised credential. So, you know, this reporting structure and ownership of identity strategies, I think, is really important. There's just, you know, back to why there's problems with alignment, just the history of security not being involved was another, you know, only a third said that was one reason why there was problems bringing those to organizations. And then resistance within the organization. I think identity has always been viewed as a really hard thing to do. And, you know, the technologies, I think, have come a long way, and it's easier to deploy and it's easier to integrate. And so I think, you know, the success of identity and access management projects has probably increased quite a bit in the last couple of years, just with the way technology has evolved. So, you know, what we recommend, and we have a customer advisory board of 9 security leaders within pretty good sized organizations like Intuit and Robert Half and Community Health Systems, is we advocate that the CISO should own the strategy around identity, that it should be core to their security strategy, as it's a significant risk to the organization.
And this is probably a question for both of you, I mean, what is the biggest reason why we are where we are? It's a billion-dollar question, but what kind of resistance have you been finding when you go to educate the CISOs, or, I mean, I don't think the CISO needs to be educated, but the CEO and even the small, medium businesses? That I know, Kelvin, you guys work a lot with the small and medium business community.
Yeah.
Is that something that they do understand, they do grasp, that is part of a strategy for cybersecurity?
Yeah, well, for us, Marco, what we see is there are so many competing priorities that folks have to deal with, you know, leaders at these companies, that, you know, to your earlier point about, you know, identity management can't necessarily be separated from data privacy, from cybersecurity, from these other issues. And sometimes it could be overwhelming for them. I haven't met anyone yet, and it'd be interesting to see what Julie says here, who you know, is refusing to acknowledge identity management is something they should focus on, right? It's more of a setting the priority of, oh yeah, that is something I need to look into, Kelvin. Do you have any advice? And that's where we come in, as Julie talked about earlier, with our no-cost resources that they can take advantage of. We really help to set the course for them in terms of course correcting when it comes to identity management. So I will say, I don't know if it's necessarily a problem or a challenge to get them to focus on it. It's just really getting them to take notice, right? And once they do that, they tend to act.
Yeah. Oh, go ahead, Julie.
Well, I was just going to say, yeah, I mean, I think competing priorities is always a challenge. I will give you a little bit of an anecdote from a couple of years ago at a Gartner conference on identity and access management. Had the speaker that I was sort of responsible for ask the audience how many folks here report up to the security organization, and a fair number of people raised their hand. And then the follow-on question was, how many people have ownership of identity? And it was very few. And how many people want to run the opposite direction when identity and access management is mentioned? And pretty much everybody's hand went back up. So, I think we've come, fast forward, and with what has happened in the last year with the distributed workforce, employees working from home, security teams now having to deal with access issues in a distributed manner. I think, you know, there's just been a lot of challenges. And so I think the reason the Identity Management Day, I think needed to happen this year is because of what's happened in the last year. This remote and distributed workforce has put a significant spotlight on the importance of identity security.
Yeah. And Julie, I'm going to stick with you for a moment, because what I'd really like your view on is the value of security to the business. And in this particular instance, the value of securing identities for the business. And I think your point of the remote workforce was an obvious driver for you can't do that if you don't have a proactive identity management program in place that is secure, right? So you can't run your business properly and safely to help drive the top line and protect the bottom line if you don't have that in place. So how are you as an organization helping other companies recognize that it isn't just a big problem to solve, it's an actual benefit to the business if you look at it the right way and tackle the problem in a certain way?
Yeah, I mean, for sure, right? So, you know, people do, and I probably have a tendency to think about it more as a problem as opposed to an opportunity. Certainly it helps with user experience. Employees are more likely to use resources that they can get to easily. And certainly that's a benefit. Improving productivity and onboarding processes, being able to, automatically provision accounts for new employees to the organization. You know, we just did another research report that was published in early February that focused on access challenges. And we looked at it from the stakeholder perspective. So HR, the sales function, so sales leadership, and also IT help desk. And, there's still 72% of organizations reported that it takes a week or more to get the appropriate access for new employees. So by implementing automated identity and access management and provisioning, you can get those employees up and running very quickly. So, that's not just a productivity thing. I think that's also a, I just joined a really slick organization that has got me working and contributing very quickly to my function. And so, and I think, the last one, probably more tangible, is reduce help desk costs. So, the better the identity and access management capabilities are in the enterprise, the fewer passwords that people are having to deal with. They're not having to call in and ask for password resets or, hey, I forgot my password, can you help me, figure out how to get access, that kind of thing. So I think there's very definitely the business value side of it. One of our customer advisory board members, Adobe, has done a lot around zero trust and implementing zero trust. And, for them, it was just as much about employee experience as it was security. And they got both. There's very definitely the positive side of identity security as well.
Yeah, I'm glad to hear that experience, because that's exactly what I wanted to comment on, is that if you include parts of the organization like HR and business leadership to understand what the business process is, what those workflows look like, and really build an experience that embraces the identity and integrates security, you can kind of get the full package there, as you just described from Adobe. So Marco, I mean, the future is a mature experience.
The future is passwordless. That's my hope. Woo-hoo. But that's a different story. Now, let's look at the future. Both of you, I mean, this was the first time that this day happened, and I'm sure that's going to be again coming up in next year. And this past year has been a wake-up call for a lot of things, work from home and dealing with something that is not in the perimeter anymore. Who knows what that perimeter is at this point? And so let's look maybe to finish here to the future. What are these hope? Like I joke about, forgetting the password, good something else. But there is starting to be the technology to do that. And I'd like to know what's your view, Julie. Let's start with you and then with Kelvin, to what is going to happen in the year from now.
Yeah, so I get accused of being very pragmatic.
It's not a bad thing.
And I really believe that organizations still struggle with the basics. And so, you know, you mentioned passwordless, you know, and biometrics, obviously, and fingerprints and face recognition, facial recognition are all things that are emerging to support this passwordless idea. But I still think that organizations are struggling to really understand how many identities do they have, and are they considering, you know, not just employees, but also third parties and machines and, you know, all of these other areas. And so do they really have a good handle on it? Do they have a unique and single source for those identities? Have they inventoried all their critical assets to know where their confidential data is or the systems that need to have privilege access? Have they implemented the principle of least privilege? So making sure that people only have access to the things that they absolutely need to have access to in order to do their job. So I kind of feel like, you know, the industry does a disservice sometimes because they're always focusing on the next shiny object, when I think organizations still struggle a lot with just the blocking and tackling of things. So, you know, our goal is to provide resources and best practices and advice on how to do those basic things that just need to set the foundation for a good, solid identity and access management and identity security program. So that's my, I guess I look a year out and say, you know what, I think we're still going to be working on the basics.
Yeah.
It's think not a bad thing.
Always. And you get a pair of new running shoes and you start running and forget to tie the laces, right? It's not going to be a very fun or fast.
Is that why you don't run, Sean?
That's why I don't run. I happen to trip over them all the time. Same question from you. Your view of where things are headed with identity and maybe
this. Yeah, this may be a bit of a boring interview for you guys, only because I absolutely agree with Julie. We've talked about this, and I think, is it fun to talk about, you know, the future of biometrics and certainly what artificial intelligence is going to do to, you know, IAM and you know, the internet of, you know, everything, right? Not just things. But I think passwords and multi-factor and, you know, single sign-on, I mean, these things are still super relevant, and especially in a year, right? Next year, I'm pretty sure we're going to be talking about some of these same solutions to the challenges that we face. I was talking to someone, you know, they were saying, no, give me something exotic and new, and where are we going to be in several years? Because certainly we're not going to need, you know, passwords and multi-factor here soon. I said, well, we're probably going to be in a future of self or driverless cars, right? And self-driving cars, but that's no reason to get rid of driver ed classes today, right? I mean, you know, we still have to do the basics and we still have to teach the basics, you know, turn on your indicator, put on your seatbelt, look both ways when you turn. I mean, these things are still super relevant. And in the same way in technology, the basics, as Julie is talking about, they are the critical things that we need to be talking to people about today.
Yeah. And that's a nice segue to close, Kelvin, with a question for each of you. Where can folks find some of those basics? I know you both as organizations provide a ton of resources, no cost, as Julie via Kelvin notes. So what's the call to action? Kelvin, I'll start with you. Where should people go to find more about NCSA and even more specifically with Identity Management Day?
Yeah, I got to make it very, very, you know, your listeners are doing a lot these days, so make it easy. They can go to staysafeonline.org. We have an entire section there on Identity Management Day, tips, resources, you know, what you can do to get involved, not just, you know, on the second Tuesday of April, but anytime during the year. And funny enough, we have a link to Julie's organization, which I'll let her tell you how you can get in touch with her.
Yeah, I was just sitting here thinking maybe we need to change our URL to Be Identity Smart.
Yeah.
Yes. Gosh, yeah. Kelvin, you guys got it nailed.
Yeah.
Our URL is idsalliance.org. And you can find a lot of resources that we've, as an organization, have developed. You can find a pretty healthy blog where we have member contributors as well as our customer advisory board contributes to that. And then we've collected just a wealth of resources from Identity Management Day. And special thanks to everybody who participated in that because it was a great first day. But we've collected a number of resources within the Identity Management Day subsite as well.
Wonderful.
Fantastic. Yep.
Wonderful.
So, Marco, I guess the takeaway, at least for me, is tie your shoes.
And change your password.
No, start with the basics. And I joke with the shoelaces, but start with the basics. Loads of resources to kind of get an understanding and a handle on some of these things. And I really appreciate Julie and Kelvin coming together to share a bit about Identity Management Day and all the program options that you have and resources available to folks. So thanks.
Yeah. And Julie, please come back to us. Now you are in the family. So Yes. Whenever you got something important to say, let us know. Kelvin does that all the time. He's just knock at the door and he's welcome.
Yes.
We actually have our second annual Identity Security Trends Research Report coming out in June. So I'd love to come back and share it with you.
Absolutely.
You got it.
We love that.
Got it. All right. Well, everybody, hopefully you'll take advantage of some of these resources. And if you want to connect online, ask questions, share some thoughts, you can find us on Twitter and LinkedIn and Medium and Facebook sometimes. And thanks everybody for listening and for sharing this episode.
Purpose built for securing Active Directory, Semperis delivers first of its kind solutions to address the entire lifecycle of a directory attack, finding and fixing security vulnerabilities, intercepting privilege escalation and persistence, and quickly responding to cyber attacks. Learn more at semperis.com. HITRUST is a leading data protection standards development and certification organization that strives to safeguard sensitive information and manage information risk for global organizations across all industries and throughout the third-party supply chain. Learn more at HITRUSTAlliance.net. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Redefining Security Podcast. If you learned something new and this podcast made you think, then share ITSPmagazine.com with your friends, family, and colleagues. If you represent a company and wish to associate your brand with our conversations, sponsor one or more of our podcast channels. We hope you will come back for more stories and follow us on our journey. You can always find us at the intersection of technology, cybersecurity, and society.